And then your body.
Oh, and if you're moving around, don't go beyond that black line because that's where the camera is pointing to.
So okay, I see.
From there to there.
Between the black lines. Okay.
Okay, you have control.
Hello, everyone. Silence. Hello, everyone. To my talk about building FPGA bitstreams with open source tools. The important part here is open source tools, because building bitstreams for FPGAs was quite a pain in the ass. A while ago, you had vendor tools, which were large. You had to install them. Some of them were working on Linux. Some were working on specific distributions, if you have the right version. It wasn't fun. And a few years ago, there were more developments on open source tool chains for FPGAs. And since then, a colleague of mine, Steffen, and I am fiddling around with these tools and trying them out and doing stuff with FPGAs. And the experience of that I will be showing today. About me. I'm Michael Tretter. I work at Pangotronics as an embedded Linux developer in the graphics team. So usually I'm doing software in Linux, sometimes user space, sometimes drivers. So that's my background. Why am I doing FPGAs first? I will show you the open source FPGA toolchain. Then I will show you an example FPGA-based system. And in the end, I will show you the insights and pain points we had when we were developing this system and give you a conclusion and an outlook on the next steps that we are tackling. Use cases for FPGAs. You want to use them if you have real-time requirements and you need a high data throughput. That's two things that you need in graphics as well. You have high data throughput because you need to push all the image data from one point to another. You have real-time requirements because you have 30 FPS, 60 FPS that you have to address, so you have a limited time span for each frame where the frame must be finished. And another use case, or you would also use them for prototyping such systems because you can fiddle around and start experimenting with different implementations. The FPGA open source toolchain is basically these four steps. You start with some HDL description of your bitstream. Usually it's Verilog or VHDL. Then you have users, which synthesizes the code into a netlist. NextPNR routes and places the netlist for your specific FPGA implementation. So NextPNR needs to know about your FPGA architecture and which vendor you're using. So this is different for Xilinx, for Altera, which is Intel now, or Lattice. So you need to know something about your FPGA internal workings for that. And in the end, you have a packer which takes the routed bitstream with the configuration.